I was asked to share my thoughts about the Silicon Valley bank situation. Want to convey that it's very indicative of what the whole economy is like. So there's its particular situation and the Fed coming in and guaranteeing all depositors. But it's a common situation. It exists pervasively. And what is it that I'm talking about? That there has been a lot of creation of debt to make investments. So for example, banks, insurance companies, they borrow money at a certain rate, and then they go out and they make investments. And when those investments have lower returns, go down in value, as stocks and bonds have gone down in value, or they don't have adequate yields relative to the cost of funding those assets, you have everybody losing money. And that is a pervasive situation that exists throughout the economy, the world economy, the U.S. economy. In other words, the world is long, so long holding assets that they're betting go up, and they're leveraged long, meaning that they have borrowed money to hold those positions. And so that set of circumstance, as we've been talking about, has put the Federal Reserve and our country in a situation where it's very difficult to create an interest rate that is high enough to provide a real return. In other words, a return after inflation that is high enough to compensate you for holding that asset, to provide that interest rate that's high enough at the same time as not damaging those who have borrowed that money. That balancing act is difficult. And there's this big supply demand means that there's a need to borrow a lot of money. If you look ahead and you say how much money needs to be borrowed by the Federal Reserve, by the government in order to deal with this situation, big deficits, that means they have to sell debt. There's a supply demand imbalance. In other words, those who want to buy debt, what are they going to buy it for? They need to have a high enough real return. If they don't have a high enough real return, they can sell the debt or their debt that they're holding rather than buying that debt. And that creates a terrible imbalance. And so that imbalance is the nature of what's going on. So they're not marked to market, a lot of these. If you mark to market, a lot of entities are in financial difficulty.